Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Best Bets coming up. Donkster as well. I got my hair cut yesterday, which she did a great job. But let me tell you something. I am a nervous wreck when I get my hair cut because I am kind of OCD, as we know. So I'm always like particular about what I'm seeing. And normally when I'm sitting there and I see someone going shh, shh, and I can't really see what they're doing because she turned me around where I couldn't look in the mirror and I just see like hair falling. It was like torture for me. It's like a weird, I don't know if I've gotten bad haircuts before. I don't know. It's because when I was younger and I was sick or I lost my hair, like, I don't know what the issue is, but there's some sort of issue there where I am just like, yesterday, Chelsea, I had that, like, a bead of sweat like coming down my forehead. It's not like she was shaving my head. So I don't know where the issue comes from, and everything was fine. She does a great job. I finally found someone I like, which is hard for me to do. I was a wreck yesterday and for no reason.
I think a lot of people are like this, though, when it comes to getting your haircut, because it is a complete loss of control where you're just sitting there like an idiot in that stupid smock and looking in the mirror. And you're just like, what are we doing today? Especially when they turn you around, you can't even see yourself. So, like, I feel you. And, like, imagine doing this, but there's a chemical reaction on your head because I get my hair bleached. So imagine the trust that you have to have with somebody so they don't bleach your hair off of your scalp. So I feel you when it comes to the nervousness, but I think everybody's like this when it comes to their hair, with the exception of people who maybe just get like the buzz cuts. So it's like, okay, they messed up. You only have an inch of hair anyway.
Oh, God. I've had that happen before. The worst haircut I got, I know I've told that story before when I first got to D.C. And I mean, it was just like my hair was this long. It was, I went to hair cuttery. Never again. Oh, it was so bad. So bad. But the worst one I ever... Do they still have Supercuts? Is that still around? Yeah?
I think so. Doesn't Kirk Cousins go there?
Does he?
Master Cuts?
Yeah.
Or Sport Clips?
I think Kirk is Supercuts. He's one of those haircut places. Oh,
I used to go to Supercuts in college. $6. That's how you get a haircut. It was $6. Right? And I'll never forget, because I've had like sideburns forever, whatever. And I, before I got my vision was really bad before I got my eyes operated on, a surgery that doesn't exist anymore, back in the 90s. And I couldn't really see the mirror. And so this guy was going like snip, 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 snip. And I'm like, yeah, it looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I can't really see. And then I'll never forget. And I get back to my dorm room at Texas. I was a freshman. I was still figuring things out, where to go. And, you know, I'm a small town kid, so it was all kind of overwhelming to me. And I will never forget. It's like frozen in my mind. I get up to the mirror in my dorm room, and I look in the mirror, and this sideburn right here was just a wisp of hair. Like, I don't even know how I did it. And so I could flip it like, it was just hanging there. I was mortified. I don't know how he made that happen. So what I had to do was, to make it even, was to, you know, get the razor, the straight razor, and go like right above the ear, like I was in the military. Oh. And I never went back to Supercuts again. It was not great.
I just feel like, you know, even if you had a buzz cut, like, you would still look not that bad. Like, think about the disaster that could happen for me. Like, imagine if there was a huge chunk of my hair taken out. Like, that would be very, very noticeable. And I think women are like, with hair, you know, that's one of your biggest, like, accessories. Because obviously you see it with everything. And, like, guys, worst come to worst, you could wear hats. Like, I would run out of hats, you know, this week. Because I have a lot of cool hats. I'll say that. But it's not like you can't go around town in, like, a baseball hat all the time. Like, boys do. Like, some men, I feel like I've never seen their head. Like, I have no idea what color their hair is because they wear baseball hats that often. And I think about, like, some of the haircuts that you see on baseball players. Like, Tyler Glasnow has great hair, but, like, how do you style it when it's not in a baseball hat? Because, like, you know what he has. He has, like, the lettuce around, you know, his hat. But, like, imagine going to, like, church and you can't wear a hat. I don't know if it looks good. I feel like it looks kind of weird.
Well, you shouldn't wear a trucker hat to church. I mean, yes, you can. Maybe you shouldn't, you know? I worked for a guy when I was in Austin. I interned for how many years? I was a radio intern for a year. I was a television intern for 2 years. So 3 years of straight interning, no money, just learning as much as I could, right? Different radio stations, different TV stations, just trying to absorb as much knowledge as I could. And I remember at this one station where I was a promotions intern, I would just go out to the mall and I would sit there and we would promote the radio station. I would hand out bumper stickers and whatever it took. And so the guy that was my boss, I forget his name, but he wore a hat so much. I never saw him without his hat. And one day he finally took off his hat and he had hair, but he had worn a hat so much that his hair was like, and it wasn't because he had a hat on. Like, even when he combed his hair, it melded to, like, how it was when he wore his hat. Like, it had actually shaped his hair because he wore a hat so much.
Yeah. It's wild when you watch golf and, like, they take their hats off at the end. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan Spieth, maybe put the hat back on.
Poor guy.
That was mean. I'm sorry.
Poor guy. I tell you what, in a couple of years, he's going to take off that hat. With today's technology, he's got a full head of hair. He's going to look great.
Oh, you know? He's going to Turkey.
He's going to Turkey. Coming back. Like, look at me. It's the new Jordan. It's the new me. Well, it's the same old us, and we got to pick some winners. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, what do we got?
All right, best bet of the night is going to be on Raiders tight end, Brock Bowers to go over 64.5 receiving yards for -120.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Number has already jumped to 68.5 in some shops, 67.5 in some shops. So go to BetMGM. They have the best number if you are going to be riding with this bet. So I understand the matchup does not look great on paper for Bowers going against this Broncos defense. It's very, very good. But if you look at the Broncos against tight ends, they're middle of the pack when it comes to defending that position. And we've seen other tight ends post some big numbers. Just last week, Dalton Schultz of the Texans had 77 yards receiving for the Giants. Daniel Bellinger had 88 receiving yards. Theo Johnson, both of those tight ends had big games. Theo Johnson had 66. So I think there is a pathway where Brock Bowers can have a decent game. So I need him just to get 65 yards, and the target share should be there since they just traded away Jacoby Myers. So some of those targets have to go somewhere, and why would you not give them to the best player on your team? Brock Bowers is coming off a game where he had 12 catches for 127 yards and 3 touchdowns. Granted, I don't think he has that big of a game in this one against the Broncos, but it would be stupid for the Raiders not to pepper him with targets. So I think the opportunity is going to be there. Let's go Brock Bowers over 64.5 receiving yards for -120.
All right. Let's go. Here's where I'm going tonight. I'm going to roll up my sleeves for this one. Let's make it 3-0 this week. Geno Smith, INT, plus Broncos money line is only -109. Now, if you want to play Geno Smith interception, that is -175, too cost prohibitive here. I do think the Broncos are going to cover this number. They're definitely going to win this game. If they don't, I'm going to be stunned. It's in the Mile High City. The Raiders are terrible. Good spot for the Broncos to at least win outright. As for Geno Smith, he's the real key here. But he leads the league in interceptions, has thrown a pick in 7 of his last 9 games, and he is going to be under pressure all game long because I expect the Raiders offensive line to have a hard time protecting him, which has been an issue all season long. Nick Benito and that Broncos defensive front should be able to make him force throws down the field, because I think the Raiders will be playing from behind. The Broncos have one of the best secondaries, one of the best defenses in the NFL. It just all sets up for Geno to throw a pick late when he's trying to keep the Raiders in the game and the Broncos win. Put it together, it is -109 at BetMGM.
Only one play?
That's
it. Like all these plays in Thursday Night Football.
I talk a big game.
You don't want to bet on the one game in the NBA tonight?
Under. Go under. Suns, who are they playing? Clippers? Harden's out.
The Clippers.
Yeah, Suns and Clippers.
Speaking of haircuts, the Clippers.
Hey! Didn't should have said that. Popped in, bam. Finger guns.
Oh, my God.
That would have been great. Yeah, go under tonight. That would be my lean in the NBA. Suns, Clippers, Kawhi's out. Harden's out, of course. Like I keep saying, the Clippers are old this season. There's going to be a lot of load management. I would lean to the under, but not going to play it officially. Okay, let's find out who the Donkster is on before we wrap things up and pass it off to Bet Swabs. Good morning, Donkster.
Good morning. I've been playing solitaire all week, and the responses on X are crazy. Chelsea Messenger, you know I love you like family, but no one beats me. D-Day. Solitaire. That's easy money for this guy. And Double D. I would play solitaire, but I'm too busy following Kathy Bates.
Oh. Well, nothing wrong with that. Big Kathy Bates show. All right, Donkster. We got to get out of here soon. Let's hear your bet.
Raiders at the Broncos. Let's go under 43.
Okay. Well, you know, he's been one and one this week. Yeah, not a bad bet. I don't mind it. What's on the docket for you today, Chelsea? I took a magnesium pill to help me. Is it magnesium, I think? Yeah, to help me sleep last night. God. I mean, I've just been like chugging coffee has not worked. I slept great. But just too much.
I feel like that's the tough part about our schedule is that, like, if you take a melatonin and stuff, it's meant for, like, a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
Not, like, for me if you get, like, 5 hours a night. So you're still in that deep REM sleep.
My God.
Or REM sleep.
REM.
They call it REM or REM?
It's REM.
Like the band.
REM, the band, yeah. I was like, you know, wake up to some REM. Like, I never sleep to my alarm. I always wake up before my alarm. Usually around 3:45, maybe 4-ish, I'll get up. But my alarm is set at 4:20 at the very latest. And man, I slept to my alarm this morning. I never do that. Woo! Well, it's over now. What a show. Look at us. Look at us. For this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Bet Sweats is coming up next. We always appreciate your time. Good luck in your bets. Have a great Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow, melatonin or no, at 6 a.m. We'll see you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.